So far, we've been mainly focusing on verbs, and deservedly so. How verbs are treated in Spanish is probably the item that trips up English speakers the most at the beginning. But you obviously can't build a sentence without a noun, right? And nouns in Spanish can get kind of tricky too. So in today's lesson, we're gonna go over a topic that's hard for we gringos to even fathom at the beginning, let alone use correctly, the sexualization of nouns. I'm just gonna give it to you straight. All nouns in Spanish are either male, female, or both. Kinda weird. Think about the word boy in English. That's a male word. Girl is the female equivalent. That's an easy example because there's something inherently different between boys and girls. But in Spanish, all nouns are either male, female, or both. And it has nothing to do with the masculinity or femininity of the word. For example, beard. A word obviously used mostly for men is barba in Spanish. Barba is a female word. You can tell that by the A at the end. Female nouns in Spanish end in A. On the other side, dress is a word used mainly for women, but it's a masculine word, vestido. You can tell it's a masculine word by the O at the end. Male nouns end in O. So there's the rule. This covers about 75 to 85% of all the nouns. Nouns that end in O are male, nouns that end in A are female. Vestido is masculine, barba is feminine. But like most rules in Spanish, there are some exceptions. The one that trips me up most is when it's the opposite of what it should be. The example I hate the most is problem. In Spanish, problem is problema, but even though it ends in A, problema is a masculine word. Ouch, that really sucks. But to be honest, there's really only 10 to 20 common examples of this where it's actually the opposite of what it looks like it should be. And if you mess this up at the beginning, it won't stop you from being understood even a little. Now, this whole masculine-feminine thing has ramifications throughout the sentence because you have to make lots of the other words match the noun. So if you're talking about a dress or vestido, you'd say the words a, the, or pretty differently than you would if you're talking about a beard or barba. The point of this video isn't to teach you all those differences. It's to just focus in on the whole idea of nouns being masculine and or feminine. We'll get to the other stuff in future videos. But right now, I want to tell you about one of those ramifications. I only need to bring it up because that's what you'll use on your flashcards when you're memorizing a word to know if it's masculine or feminine. Since problema ends in A, but is really masculine, we need a way to know that on our flashcards. So on one side of the card, you should write problem, and on the other side, el problema. El means the. Be careful because el with the accent over the E means he. That's only confusing at first because after the beginning, it's really easy to realize what is meant by the context. So on one side of your card will be problem, and on the other side will be the equivalent of the problem or el problema. Then for the female nouns, the is la. So the beard would be la barba. It gets repetitive to keep writing the, so there's no need to include it on every flashcard. On one side, just write beard, and on the other side, write la barba. Okay, that's pretty straightforward, no? Generally speaking, if it ends in O, it's masculine. If it ends in A, it's feminine. And there's a couple handfuls of common exceptions, which you just have to memorize. Well, we're not done yet. In Spanish, words like boy and girl, they work the same way. Boy is chico, and girl is chica. Your flashcards would have boy on one side, and el chico on the other, then girl on one side of the second card, and la chica on the other. That still follows the OA rule, but there's actually two different forms of the same noun. Dress is just vestido, no matter who's wearing the dress. But for most living things, you change the ending so it's either masculine or feminine, chico or chica. A few more things. Some nouns can be masculine or feminine, but still be the same word in the same form. The only way you can tell is by the. So student is a studiante, the male student would be el estudiante, but the female student would be la estudiante. Same word, just different versions of the to show us what's happening in real life. Next, there are certain patterns you can look for with words that don't end in O or A. I hate to even tell you the patterns because it's really better to just memorize the specific nouns, and before you know it, you'll be able to just feel it. But to make it clear, I think I really need to share at least one of them. Don't waste your time memorizing memorizing these endings. Just memorize the words, and from there, you'll be able to easily figure it out for other words. Okay, hopefully this example will make what I'm talking about clear. Words that end in S-I-O-N are female. So television is televisión in Spanish and is female because it ends in S-I-O-N. So it would be la televisión. That's a pattern. Once you know that, it's not hard to figure out that decisión, the word for decision in Spanish, is also female because it too ends in S-I-O-N. So the decision is la decisión. There are a handful of other endings that work like this too, and I'll list them for you at gringoespanol.com/nouns-sexuality just so you can get familiar with them. But I'm telling you, you're much better off just memorizing the words with either L or la. Once you know really well that la televisión is female, it becomes automatic to say la decisión because your brain-mouth connection is already well established subconsciously. Okay, that's it. If you needed to boil this video down into one concise rule, it would be, don't worry about the other rules. Just memorize the nouns along with el or la, then you'll know it for each of those words and feel the patterns, so you'll basically know all the words that follow those patterns. Sounds like a time saver to me. If you have any questions about this or need it cleared up at all, I want you to message me on Facebook or email me at jordan@gringoespanol.com. I want to make these videos clear. If they're not, I need to know that. You'd be doing me a favor. To help you get started on the right foot with all this, I've included a list of nouns you should memorize using the flashcard strategy over at gringoespanol.com/nouns-sexuality. I promise, I'm not wasting your time just so you can practice this male-female thing. We're killing two birds with one stone here. On that list are some very common nouns you'll definitely need in real life no matter what, and some of the most common examples of all the different secondary rules, words that don't just follow the simple OA rule. So go to gringoespanol.com/nouns-sexuality, grab the word list, make your flashcards, and learn those words. And if you like this video, why don't you go ahead and press the like button right now, or give me the big thumbs up, 'cause it makes me feel good. I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios.